Part 5. The Conference Room. Jimbo held the two girls by the hand and led them through the partially constructed building. The workers all followed the semi-naked 6-year-olds, their Brownie Scout uniforms in tatters. He turned the corner and entered what would eventually be the conference room for a bunch of suites, but today was a pedophile's playground. There was a large table in the middle of the room with several chairs around the perimeter of the room. Several of the workers were relaxing in those chairs in various stages of undress, all without pants, many completely naked. Some of the men also stood around, watching the action on the table, stroking themselves. The table was occupied by 3 bodies, 2 grown men, and the 9-year-old that Jimbo originally grabbed in the elevator. Her uniform was now ripped open and splayed out underneath her. Her legs were wide open, with her forearms and shins taped together with duct tape. The lower half of her body was resting on a large folded tarp that had covered the tape previously. The effect was that it pushed her preteen pubic area up and out, displaying it to her attackers. There was a bunch of white cloth sticking out of the girl's mouth as she turned her head toward the door. Jimbo realized that the men were using her panties as a gag, the girl's face red with exertion as she continued to breathe through her nose. There were streaks over her face. Jimbo couldn't tell if it was tears or residue semen, probably both. Tina noticed the leader of the men bring her 2 younger sisters, and her heart broke all over. The 2 innocent children that she had constantly teased were now gone forever. Cindy and Sandy stood there, mostly naked, with no effort to cover themselves, holding the hand of their attacker. They looked dazed, broken. Tina felt another sob build in her chest and needed to swallow, but the cotton fabric in her mouth prevented it. Brian and Ted were kneeling by the child's crotch, probing her, pulling at her lips, gazing into her opening. The skin around the little girl's pubes was rough and swollen after the repeated rapes that she had suffered this morning. It was also soaked with sweat, blood, and semen. Brian moved his finger down to the little asshole and pressed the tip of his finger into the ravaged orifice. Tina mumbled into the crumpled panties in her mouth at the invasion into her sore bottom. It hurt. She felt the grown man wiggle his finger into the abused opening and wiggle around as it went deeper. Tina pulled her stomach in, trying to get away, to pull away, though in the back of her mind she knew it was going to last. They would. She felt a hand whip around her left thigh and pull her closer. And the finger drove into her bottom, past the raw opening, deep into her again. She had felt much larger things up there today, but it always shocked her to feel something moving inside of there. She felt the knuckles passing into her and felt the finger flex inside her bottom, and it hurt, but not as bad as earlier. She was a little more open down there. She didn't tear like she did earlier. "Watch this," Brian said, and prepped another finger while his middle was still plumbing the bowels of this little girl's asshole. He spit onto his fingers and started to wedge his finger into the hole. It started to stretch, and Tina's head lifted up, her eyes registering shock. Tina shook her head quickly, trying to plead through the panties rammed into her mouth, mumbling for the men to please not hurt her anymore. "Please. It hurts. It hurt. Ow. Was all she could manage, trying to get sound around the wadded up underpants in her mouth as the finger entered her bottom and tried to spread her open further. Tad used his fingers on her lips and started rubbing them with his large adult hand. He gripped the lips, the tiny prepubescent labia, and moved them around, pulled them apart, trying to open her hole further. He dropped his thumb on the little girl's clit and started rubbing fiercely as Brian continued slipping his second finger into the girl's asshole. Tina's vision clouded with the sensations of the man touching her button. Her daddy only touched her button before these men hurt her. Whenever her daddy touched her button, she always felt good. Felt little explosions all over her body. Not this time. It was like a painfully bright light exploding in her head as the man rubbed his coarse skin over it, moving it around while opening her lips. She also felt the other man continue to drive his finger into her bottom and open it up. She tried to move her arms but couldn't. The position they were taped into prevented it. She couldn't move. Brian finally succeeded in sinking a second finger into her ass and was about to try to get a third when Jimbo came over with the tramp's two little sisters. He brought them over to the table and stood them behind the kneeling men. "Cindy? Sandy?" Jimbo called. "Look at your sister." The two twins looked at their older sister, splayed out in front of them, being violated by the two grown-ups. Cindy looked and could see inside her sister, right inside her bottom. The man had opening it up a little bit, and she could see the darkness that was inside Tina. "Whose idea was it to come here today?" Jimbo asked, taking a risk. "It was Tina's," Sandy answered. At the mention of her name, Tina lifted her head and looked at her two sisters. "We were supposed to go to the store like Mommy said, but Tina wanted to come here," Cindy continued.
"So it was Tina's idea to come and visit us. Let me tell you a secret, girls. Tina wanted us to hurt you. She said so."
Tina's eyes widened at the lie. Her mind rebelled at the concept that she could do such a thing or that this man would say that. Sandy and Cindy looked at the man in shock, then back at their sister. Tina noticed their look and knew that they believed him. She started trying to scream through the fabric in her mouth to plead her innocence to her little sisters to do something.
"She called us while you were getting ready. She said she wanted to sell more cookies than you. We promised we would buy enough from her that you would never catch up. In return, she let us hurt you like we have been," Jimbo lied.
"But why did you hurt her?" Cindy asked.
"Quick kid," Jimbo thought. "It made us mad that she would do that to you, darling little girls. But a deal is a deal, so we made her pay for hurting you. Now it's your turn," Jimbo finished, proud of himself.
The young girls looked back at Jimbo, wondering why he would say that if it wasn't true. Grown-ups don't lie. They even get mad when children lie. Why would Tina do that?
"You want to get back at her?" Jimbo asked, knowing what answer was going to come.
"Yes, she hurt us. I want to hurt her," came Sandy's quick reply.
Cindy just glowered at her older sister, unable to think why Tina would hurt them so much. Couldn't believe that she wanted to win so much that she would do that. "See what this man is doing? It's hurting her. Do you want to try that?" Jimbo asked, pushing the girls forward a little bit. So they stood surrounded by grown men and gazing between their grown sister's legs at the two openings between her legs. Tina started shaking her head as her mind pieced together what these men were going to do next.
Cindy looked at her sister, with her grown-up panties filling her mouth, with the streaks of stuff all over her face, and suddenly got so mad. "What do I do?" she asked.
"Touch her, right here," Brian answered, opening the 9-year-old's butt and moving his hands out of the way to give the child an unobstructed view.
Cindy reached a finger forward and touched inside her older sister's bottom. It was warm and bumpy. She could see where it was sore. Tina moaned in protest at her sister's fingers entering her and rubbing the inside of her butthole. Jimbo leaned over Tito, who was standing behind him watching the show.
"Get some of the motor oil," Tito nodded and left the room.
Cindy rubbed the edge of the opening with her forefinger and looked up into the sobbing face of her older sister, who was silently pleading her not to do anything. Cindy noticed Tina's reaction when she touched inside her, how she would jerk up. Cindy pressed hard down on a bump inside of her sister, and Tina's head shot back. Sandy stood looking at the display in front of her and said to the other man, "What do I do?" Ted looked at the younger brownie scout and, using his free hand, placed the little girl's finger on her sister's raw clit.
"Rub here, then put your fingers in here," he pointed out the girl's hole.
"In her pee hole, like you were doing to me?" Sandy asked.
"Yes, just like we were. Do it fast and hard," Ted replied, feeling his cock get stiffer.
He felt it breast the child's leg standing next to him, and he dropped his left arm to cup her buttock. Jimbo noticed Tito return with the engine grease. Without need to tell him, Tito went around to the other side of the table and climbed up, sitting next to Tina's head, holding the container.
"Now, girls, listen up. We're going to have a little contest," Tito started.
Cindy and Sandy looked up at the naked man sitting next to their older sister. He was holding a yellow plastic container. It was just like the container that their daddy used to buy at the store for their car.
"I'm going to pull this all over your sister's pee-pee and bottom, and I want to see who can first fit their hands into her."
Tina screamed at the thought and started bucking about, causing both girls, who weren't ready for that move, to pull away their hands. Brian and Ted reached out and grabbed the young Girl Scout by the waist and pulled her close to the edge of the table.
"Now give me your hands," Tito said.
The two brownie scouts reached out their hands as he opened the bottle. He poured it over Tina's belly and crotch and watched as her younger sisters pulled the oil in their cupped hands.
"Get it all over," Tito reminded them.
The girls washed their hands in the slimy oil, streams and large rivers of motor oil running through their hands and pouring onto their sister's belly and between her legs. Tina felt the cold liquid drop into her, and it caused her to retract.
"Now, ready?"
Tito called. Cindy and Sandy got their hands even more covered with oil, scooping it up off their sister and the table. Other men in the room had started gathering around the table and watched. A few started stroking their cocks.
"Get set," Tito followed.
Tina whimpered, unable to move, the blood gone from her arms and legs, the tingling all over her limbs as they had fallen asleep. She looked and saw the men stepping up to the table, stroking their things, and the man sitting by her head put down the bottle of oil and poured some on his thing and started stroking it. She felt her sister's fingers touch her own down there, and she looked at the two young girls. Both Cindy and Sandy were poised, ready to start, their hands glistening with the motor oil, waiting to force themselves into their older sisters.
ready to get revenge on her for letting this man hurt them. Go, Tito called out, and Cindy and Sandy went to work. Tina felt both hands press into her crotch, one in her pee hole and one in her butthole. The slickness caused by all the oil slid the first finger in easily, and it shocked the young girl. She was so lubed up that the thin fingers of her sister just slid right up inside her. Then they started using more fingers on their hands, Cindy trying to press two into her bottom, Sandy going right to three inside her. The walls of her opening started getting stretched. It was too slick, had no choice but to open further. Go, 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 the men started chanting as the two prepubescent scouts tried to force their hands into their sister's cunt and asshole. Jimbo started stroking his cock, clearly having the best seat in the house for this unbelievable show. His cock started getting hard despite the strong orgasm he had not 15 minutes ago when he dropped a load into one of the twins' asses. Cindy got two of her slimy fingers in her sister's bottom, pulled out and unfolded two more, so all four of her fingers were placed at the ring of her older sister's butthole. It started to close again, so she rammed all four fingers into the opening and was surprised to see them slip right in. The oil made it really slippery, and she heard her sister scream into the panties crammed into her mouth. That must have hurt good. Go, 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 the chants continued, encouraging the girls to try harder, to race to see who could fit their hands in first. Sandy watched her sister ram four fingers into Tina's bottom and followed suit in her pee hole, taking out her fingers and placed four right at the opening and forcing them in quickly, watching as the oil helped push the most of her hand into her sister. Tina screamed once again. Her groin stretched and was on fire as her two six-year-old sisters tried to force their hands into her. She was so open, spreading so far it hurt, had their hands inside her, all but their thumbs. She started sobbing hard in the pain and the shame and the thought that her life would never be the same. Come on, girls, try harder. I want those thumbs inside that cunt and ass. Jimbo goaded the young children on, and the girls responded by pulling out their hands, folding their thumbs under, and getting ready for another assault. In the brief second, Tina looked up at her sisters and tried to plead with them one last time not to hurt her, to cry out with her eyes and muffled voice that she loved them. Why are they believing these mean men? Please don't. Pain erupted in the Girl Scout's crotch as the two six-year-olds rammed their whole hands into her. Cindy's folded up hands slid up to the knuckles before it stopped for a split second as Sandy's fingers and thumb ripped into her pee hole. As soon as Sandy's fist entered, Tina felt Cindy's whole hand down to her wrist pop past the barrier and slide inside her bottom. Fire exploded into her vision, and Tina could take no more. She dropped away, fleeing from the pain. Cheers erupted for the young girls as they buried their fists into Tina. Jimbo looked at the image before him, the two children with their hands buried in the crotch and ass of their sister. He could feel his orgasm approaching, working its way up his cock. He maneuvered himself between the two girls and turned to one of them. He didn't know her name. He grabbed her head and turned it around. Sandy felt the man's hands on her head and noticed the man's large cock dangling in her vision as her face turned around. Open your mouth, Jimbo said.
But
I thought, Sandy started to explain and noticed the man start to frown. Remembering her lesson earlier, she dropped her mouth open and sat still, face looking up at the grown-up, fist buried inside her older sister, waiting for the liquid that she knew would be coming. She closed her eyes as she readied herself for it. Jimbo stroked his cock faster, felt the cum moving up inside of him, getting ready to shoot out. "Open your eyes, cunt. Open your eyes and look at me." Sandy, confused at what she had done wrong, why this man was going to make her drink his stuff again. She had thought he was her friend now. Opened her eyes, looking past the cock sitting in the middle of her view, in the furiously pumping fist and the sweaty, naked man towering over her. "Yes. Fuck. Are you ready?" Jimbo felt it getting closer, building. "Keep it in your mouth. Don't swallow it," he told her as his balls tightened.
"Yes, mister, I want it," Sandy said and stuck her tongue out. Then she saw his waist shake a little and the man threw his head back and roared and the thing in front of her spit up on her face. The first strand hit her nose and started dribbling into her mouth as the next couple shots hit her cheeks before the man forced his thing into her open mouth, pouring the salty, bitterly hot liquid onto her tongue. She felt another squirt bounce off the roof of her mouth and started to move down her throat, so she closed her throat off, trying to hold the slimy stuff in her mouth. Her cheeks poofed out, holding it in. Jimbo pulled his cock out of the six-year-old's mouth, leaving her mouth full of his cum.
"Kiss your sister. Give it to her."
Cindy heard this and remembered the other room. She went down on one knee, unquestioningly, and opened her mouth like the baby birds in the cartoons, waiting for her sister to drool out the man's gunk. Sandy moved in, positioned her mouth over her twin, and opened her mouth. A large glop of saliva and cum fell out and slapped right onto the child's nose and mouth, most of it following in, but a fair amount pouring down the sides and up her nose. Then the girls kissed, moving the liquid back and forth between their mouths.
"You learn fast. That's good."
A groan for their sister stopped the twins kissing and they looked up at her.
"Remove your hands and sit her up," Jimbo commanded, and then Sandy removed her fists first, then Cindy.
The child's pussy and asshole remained stretched after that workout, as the two girls started undoing the tape from their sister's legs and arms. Jimbo leaned over to Ernie and told him to find the girls' cell phone. Tina gradually came to, felt them removing their hands, but she was still wide open down there. She could feel the emptiness, the openness, and knew that she would never be the same. She then felt the tape being removed from her legs and arms. She couldn't really feel her limbs anymore. The blood had long since drained from them. It was like happening to someone else. The feeling of the tape peel of the skin. Her arms and legs flopped down as they were released. The twins helped her sit up. Tita moved to be sitting right behind her. The young girl's head lolled forward, woozy from the ordeal she just endured. Ernie came back in, holding the cell phone left in the elevator. He handed it over to Jimbo. Jimbo reached out and held the child's face in his hand and raised it up. Tina looked at him with tired eyes. He pulled the panties out of her mouth and she gagged and inhaled deeply.
"Are your parents home?" Jimbo asked.
Tina nodded slowly. "Only my mom. My parents are getting divorced," she replied.
"Really?" Jimbo smiled. "What's your phone number?" he inquired as he put the phone to his ear.